You are listening to the Hardball Gets AFL show, specifically the two-minute warning, 2 minutes on each team. It is brought to you by Mazda, 60 years in the making. It's the Mazda 60th landmark event. You can secure a landmark deal on 2018 Mazda BT50 4x4 dual cab XDRs. Celebrate at your Mazda dealer or visit mazda.com.au. Welcome back to the Hardball Gets AFL show. The two-minute warning, Nicholas Rinn has been benched. Finally.
Has he been suspended? I heard he was being a little bit too flirtatious with the girls up at the radio show. Hence why we've been removed.
Is this a Me Too thing?
No, I'm backing away now. But no, we're not in the radio studio. So no. If it sounds a little bit echoey or whatever, we've been actually deported from the radio station.
We're in a deep, dark corner of Seven West Media offices. I didn't even know this room existed, John.
I'd rather dominatrix slave room than where we are.
If you see confusion on my face at any time throughout this podcast, it's because I have no idea who's talking, because everything is echoing in these headphones, by the way.
Yeah, we're going really
I honestly don't know who's talking. I can't even hear myself.
You would think as the season went on, the production value would increase, but I feel like we're hanging by a thread. At some point, we'll just be on a street corner yelling stuff out at cars, and that'll be the podcast. We won't even have microphones.
I find it very hard that this is even going to get posted. So,
so Nick's not here. Jolski, you have stepped in, but it's put me in the big chair, which means I've got to do two things at once, which means record the 2 minutes and also remember how to talk. So this could go in any different direction. We're doing it in alphabetical order. Should we kick it off?
Let's go.
Bang. Adelaide Crows, let's go.
That's me. External reviews on at the Crows.
Love an external review.
It's a good external when you get an external review at the club.
Well, you win flags after them.
Yeah.
Yeah, it worked for Collingwood.
Flags get reviews.
They didn't win a flag, but
worked for Geelong.
Richmond.
Mm-hmm.
Dom Pike, he coached his last game as Crows coach. And just Taylor Walker.
Yep.
Is it time he gave up the dual captaincy and just gave it to Rory Sloane?
Don Pike will coach purely because he's got 2 years left.
Mm-hmm.
And Adelaide have made so much money out of esports.
Really? Esports?
Yep. Like, they read an article the other day, something like $8 million.
What?
Mate, and a kid in Australia made $5 million the other day in esports in a tournament.
That's more than Djokovic won for winning Wimbledon, by the way.
So hold on, are the Crows now,
they're investing
in esports business, they're not a footy business anymore?
No, but I'm saying financially they probably can cover it, but the soft cap's the issue. So
yeah, right.
And so it won't kill them financially, but the soft cap, it'll damage them.
How funny is it that there's some like dude in the basement with his PlayStation who's going to pay off Don Pike's contract?
Yeah, I know. But yeah, I think Pike will definitely be there. If I was to say Tex Walker, I hate co-captains. I think it's pathetic. I have the balls to put one person up in front and that's it. Have a vice captain if you want, but dual co-captain. So if you want to see a text, Sloane, I believe Sloane won that vote 3 years ago anyway.
Yeah. I think it's time for Tex to, at the very least, step away from the captaincy.
But if he's your 22nd best player or your 18th to 22 next year,
yeah,
plays with some heart, spirit, he's loved.
Here's my issue with that. When you're Tex and you've been the man or some version of it, it's pretty hard for you to suddenly be the number 22 guy. And he probably is in the 16 to 22 range. But we've got this problem where he can't now take a back seat. We see it all the time in sports.
I reckon he can. At the age of 31, I reckon he can.
So he needs to, when he's 65 out, not have a ping every time now.
Well, I reckon they expect it from him.
That is the Adelaide Crows. On to the Brisbane Lions.
Yeah, Brisbane Lions, that's me. Yep. So obviously, Brisbane have just lost to Richmond. They go up again against each other.
Yep.
The obvious change is Riewoldt on Adams. So Riewoldt kicked 4 in the first quarter.
Mm-hmm.
Game over.
Yep.
Game over for that. Riewoldt probably won't kick 4 in the first quarter again. Do you put Andrews on Riewoldt?
Mm.
And what other changes would you make if you were Brisbane to beat Richmond? How do you beat Richmond if you are the Brisbane Lions?
Well, they have to find a way to get Charlie Cameron involved.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't do enough to help him get free.
Kicking long doesn't help.
No, it doesn't.
Their defence is far too good.
That was always part of my concern with Brisbane all year, and I've loved watching them, but they are heavily reliant on Charlie.
We've just been waiting for him to pop a bit, haven't we?
Yeah.
So I was talking to someone, sorry, Rono, that said, I'd nominate the best forward in the competition, and they just said, Charlie Cameron by miles. And it's a he's probably, for them, if he's carried that load at Brisbane, but you've got all the eggs in the Charlie Cameron bag, which... Yeah.
Well, Dylan Grimes shut him down, yes. Didn't he, at the MCG?
He did. He had Vlosten and those guys. That's just so well in sync, yep. That Richmond defence.
Well, come finals, that's what happens, isn't it? The plan comes out.
Yes.
And they go, all right, well, how do we shut this one bloke out of the game?
Yeah, 100%. They really, really go to work on who needs to do what. But what can Hipwood kick four? Because Hipwood needs to match whatever they're doing at the other end. Yeah. One of their guys at the other end.
I think he can at the Gabba. I think he's got one of those games in him. And I'd love to see him in a final do that and announce himself.
So would I. Yeah, so would I. I think it'd be great.
That would be pretty cool.
Because he's been raved about, but still, I think, some mediocre performances.
Carlton. I've got Carlton. No Stephen Canelio. They've obviously...
Which is great. I love that he stayed at GWS.
Fantastic.
And so we'll did Gil.
And we'll talk about that when we get to the Giants.
In that segment, yep.
But they move on, obviously. It now becomes pretty clear that Jack Martin will be a target. He's asked to leave the Gold Coast Suns. Mm-hmm. And it's been reported multiple times that they're into Tom Papley, although his contract may not allow that to happen.
I think he's got 2 years
Years, yeah. Look, everyone's movable. We've just seen that with Brad Hill, and we'll talk about him soon. Everyone's movable. Depends on what you're willing to pay.
Mm-hmm.
So if they... Jack Martin's a free agent. Tom Papley is not someone you have to trade heavily for. Who do you prefer? Knowing that the price you're going to have to pay to get Papley.
See, I just have a feeling that even, say they're both on the table, that for some reason the price for Jack Martin's more than the price for Tom Papley.
Agreed.
Which I find bizarre.
I think Jack Martin's
in the myth of that he's just, oh, he's one of the most talented people you've ever seen?
Yeah, I'm one of those, yeah.
In what game?
I just think he has all of the attributes required.
I disagree.
His
so
skills
strongly.
Are fantastic. He's hard as nails. He can play in pretty much every position.
But I don't think he can play in any positions.
Well, he plays midfield, he plays forward, he's played back.
But I don't think he plays any of them well.
Well, do you think that
he's a first-round draft pick.
But is that because of what he's been had to deal with at Gold Coast? It's kind of like David Swallow. David Swallow. We've never really seen David Swallow be a star because he's everywhere.
Yeah, quite possibly. But say he does go to Carlton, where does he line up round one?
Half-forward flank.
You reckon?
Yep.
I think Martin's more valuable to Carlton than Papley
as a
player. Just his versatility is what makes him
more valuable.
Okay, so
you're Stephen Silvani. You want Papley and you want Martin?
But Martin comes for free.
Yes.
But at a much bigger price tag, what you're hearing. I'm just surprised that the rate... I think he's had 25 disposals once in his career.
Yeah, but he's the kind of guy that there's no team's going to let him get 25.
Yeah.
Because he's going to use them.
I'm shook.
Small disposal. Cirioli might need him.
Collingwood.
Left of field, this one. I had a debate the other day with a mate. On Brody Grundy's hair.
Okay. Yeah.
Do we like Brody Grundy's long hair?
No.
Yeah, see, but why not? I'm all for it. I like a bit of personality.
I don't hate it when it's tied up. I'm fine with that. But I saw him in the rooms the other day with it all out, and it's just creepy.
I'm just a short back and sides. Get the head massage, clean them off.
Why? Yep. I think that's an Australian mentality. In America, NFL, NBA, we love a bit of, you know, what they wear, what they look like. It's all about the whole appearance. Footy, it has to be short back and sides. Otherwise,
I just personally, even if at work or whatever, I work with someone who's got his hair tied up, and I tell him every day it looks shit.
Yeah. Work office, fair enough. But this is on the footy.
Is this your way of telling us that you're going to grow your hair out?
Yeah, I already have done that, right? And I got told by work to cut it.
Oh, did
but,
you?
Yeah, and they said get rid of it.
Go on, TV with the phony
not that, not that explicitly, but a bit more subtly.
Yeah,
Brody Grundy, no, I don't care for the hair. Like, I get it. You got long hair.
Yeah. He's a free spirit, old Brody.
Yeah, he is.
Rides his skateboard to training. And
he's on a scooter as well?
He catches the game.
What's he worth while we're talking about his hair? What's he worth?
Well, I think he'd be looking at Canelio's deal and going, well, hold on a minute. Why does Stephen Canelio get 7 years? Why can't I get my 7 years? I'm just as good as Stephen Canelio, but in ruck form.
Yeah.
Is he, at the end of his career, at this stage, do you reckon he'll be better than what Dean Cox was as a runner/ruckman?
Not as a runner.
I don't think so.
You reckon Cox was a better runner than Grundy?
Not a better runner, but he was a better midfielder. Like, mate, Dean Cox went into kick-ins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like Dean Cox was the best ruckman we'll have seen for 30 years, like, and that includes Grundy.
And I don't know Grundy either, but Coxie had some real character and spunk.
Yeah.
I think that added to him is like...
Absolutely.
And better Coxie. Hair.
Absolutely.
And a bigger schnoz.
Yeah. Well, he should have grown the hair out to make the nose look smaller. On to Essendon.
All right, Essendon obviously come to Perth. They're going to bring Stringer. They're going to bring all those guys that have been injured, Heppel, etc. Does their team remind you enough of Hawthorn? So when you think about it, midfields
There's no stars.
Yep.
Essendon's got Merritt, Heppel, Shields. Forward line, Hawthorn's forward line, O'Brien kicked four.
Mm-hmm.
Bruce popped up. Burgoyne went forward for some reason. So Essendon have got that little mixed blend as well. Can you see Essendon beating West Coast on Thursday night next week?
No. All of the things you just described to me, when I thought of the Hawthorn versions of it, I thought I'd prefer the Hawthorn versions of it.
Would you?
Yeah. I think other than, I think Tip and Woody's a match winner.
Yeah,
I think Sard and McKenna.
See, so I reckon you've put Stringer in there as well.
I don't think Stringer against West Coast's backline could get near it. Yeah, I think if you put Brad Shepherd on him, he ain't touching it.
Oh, you Jesus. Know,
if you put him deep, I feel like, and I really hope that West Coast play Will Schofield in that game.
They have to.
I think they absolutely have to.
And for not team improvement, for more Garve and Barass all of a sudden.
Yeah, and I feel like we need to delve into that in West Coast. But
yeah.
But for me, I just don't think, I think they're running on an oily rag, Essendon. I think they're happy to be here. They've made up the numbers. Tick the finals box. Woosher stays for a year, but no.
I reckon Woosher's gone at the end of the year.
Well, they're saying all the right things about him staying now.
But what's Caroline Wilson going off?
Well,
she doesn't miss too often.
Yeah, but sometimes it's right and then it's wrong. Like sometimes those things can change.
That result can change things.
Exactly. So
apparently, if they get flogged, he's gone.
Yeah, well, if they lose,
that's the thing. If he walks out with an 80-point loss in a final and it's demoralising.
But I feel as though even if he loses, he's gone. If they get on the plane as a loser, he's gone. Another year without winning a final. It's been
can
like
they
20
really
years.
Come over here and win though?
What if it's one of the great elimination finals and it's a point after the siren? Does he still get sacked?
I think they're looking for an out.
Fremantle. Bradley Hill. He wants out. Ed Langdon wants out. If they don't get Tim Kelly, and I don't think they will.
West Coast will get him.
Correct. What's next? Like, I feel like, yes, there's all this coaching change, there's a CEO change, but you're losing your two wingmen, two of your probably your top six in the BNF this year.
Oh, no, easily that in the best and first, but even with full
best
strength.
Best players, so you're losing those two guys, your two best runners in the midfield, and it's a game of running now.
Mm.
And if you don't get a Kelly, and they're not going to get Martin, like, what happens now? Like, is this list now going to be okay enough to make a final next year, no matter who's coaching them?
No. But I also think, why are we trading Brad Hill? Because he asked to leave. He has 2 years left. He's taken security. Yeah. He took the cash. They won a best and fairest. Got those. But why? I'd be playing as hard a ball. They've made the hardest decision for Fremantle's life.
Yeah.
Ross Lyon.
Yeah.
This is a drop in the ocean compared to that decision. He's already contracted. Okay,
so flip it. Why are they doing that?
Unless they're confident they can get something really good for Brad Hill from whoever he's going to go to.
Well, that's what happened with Lachie Neal. And they basically held all the cards. And no matter, losing Lachie Neal sucked. But in the end of the day, Fremantle probably did better in that trade than some would have thought that they could in the end of the day. Hogan aside.
Lachie Neal's about to win a Brownlow.
Yeah, but you were going to lose him.
Yeah.
You were going to lose him. What were you going to do? Make him stay here for a year?
No, but he only had 1 year.
Yes, yeah.
2 years is a different story because what's he going to do, sit out of footy for 2 years? His career's over.
I think that the AFL system's broken. Like, if we've got guys like Brad Hill saying, I'm out in 2 years, I want to go, he just has to go?
Yeah, I always think the players complain that they're hard done by, but then when they just get up and leave these days, I think more need to be held to their contract.
Geelong?
Gold Coast Geelong. Yeah, Geelong. Yeah. has there ever been less hype about a team that finished top of the ladder going into finals than Geelong?
Absolutely no, not at all.
Mm.
I agree so much. It's crazy. And I'm not a part of the hype either, but today the brother-in-law was shit-canning Brisbane and their defence. So, don't be jokingly, but I went through and noticed that the five clubs from second to seventh or whatever, within 90 points against, Geelong's points against is like 300 points better or 200 points better than everyone else's.
Wow.
Unless I'm looking in the wrong places, all I'm hearing is Richmond, Brisbane are coming, and watch out for Bulldogs.
And Collingwood. Collingwood's even getting mentioned now.
West Coast can win it from fifth.
Yeah. I've not heard a peep about Geelong.
No, you're right.
And they're just going about their business. Mm. And their midfield, I was looking through their list, Dangerfield, Kelly, Selwood, Duncan, Ablett, Dowhouse can go in there. They've got good players.
Fantastic on-paper team.
Is that the issue, that they haven't produced the last couple of years?
I just always thought that the strategies against Geelong, which were provided by the coach, would outdo Geelong.
Mm.
Yeah. Always.
Yeah, okay. So they're star-studded.
Well, I don't think Dangerfield defends. Dangerfield, I think, is second or third. And Fife doesn't defend. So we're not saying it's
Dusty probably doesn't too much either. But
when
they're walking, so Liam Shields, if you go watch the Liam Shields game on Dangerfield when he played on him in Liam's 200th, Danger was doing a little bit of damage offence. But the other way, Liam Shields had 30 and kicked two.
Mm.
But that's what they target. That's what the opposition target. They're like, righto.
To me, they're a Hollywood team.
Danger's going to get the three Brownlow votes, probably.
Yep.
But the four or five players that play off him are going to play better games than they would usually because they don't, Tim Kelly, not a defender.
No.
That's why when Scott Selwood came in, at least he defends.
Yeah.
There's a lot of non-defenders in there.
They're a Hollywood team, I think. Gold Coast.
Kane Corns has made the comment around Gold Coast posting photos on their Mad Monday. Said something like, you've just lost 18 games in a row. You're a professional organisation. Do you feel sorry for Gold Coast? Or is it time to say, pull your head in, kids. You've served up shit. You've been paid an absolute fortune. We don't stand for that. That's not good enough. Away we go. Because you hear them speak, like people say, there has to be a fork in the road at some stage and say, nah, sorry.
Well, see, I'd be more likely, if I was cancelling a Mad Monday, if I was to say, okay, well, you have to cancel someone's Mad Monday this year, I'd cancel Melbourne's.
Yeah.
Like, to me, Gold Coast...
So, but then are you just accepting Gold Coast forever being shit? No, you're not accepting it,
but you have to build something with these guys. You have to build a culture of togetherness and mateship, and that's only going to come from spending time together, a little bit of social time together, like actually enjoying each other's company, just cancelling all the fun. What's that going to do?
I mean, if you start cancelling fun, you could cancel everyone that doesn't win the premiership's fun, essentially.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. If you're going to cancel anyone's this year, it's Melbourne who didn't show up.
Yeah, 100%. And Adelaide, they're the bigger underperformers. Yeah. I get that.
Yeah.
But
so you want to cancel it?
No. I'd like let them have some fun. But old, for example, Stewie Jugo, righto, guys, you've got your 8 weeks off. There's a training camp in New Zealand for 2 weeks.
Yep.
It's optional.
Yep.
If you want to be there, be there. It's going to be 2 weeks.
Mm.
And I think it's time that they start. Look, Hawthorne go after Kokoda, New Zealand. They do all this stuff nonstop. And now the big dogs that make $1 squillion, they can go to America and do their little training camps around colleges and stuff. But if you're not making the squillions, you're not going to go spend $20,000 on a training camp. No. And you're only earning another $60,000. Yeah, for the rest of the year, after tax, you just can't afford to do that. But I think it's time that they start to reduce it.
I agree. GWS, so Cornelio signing for 7 years, is that the most significant step in their premiership journey?
In their club's journey, in every single... And we've made the point, I reckon, 10 times this year. We spoke about GWS losing players throughout, Dylan Scheel. The only one they tried to keep was Treloar, and Treloar still left.
Yeah.
But they've never really, apart from lost anyone that they wanted to keep.
Yes.
They wanted Cornelio so badly to stay.
Yep.
And again, I reckon credit to their list management, the way they structure it, they haven't lost a player that they've wanted to keep.
Mm.
And if they lost him, and so Treloar aside, because he said he was staying and then it all got a bit blurry. But he staying is big for their premiership, big for their club, but also another example of how they actually can keep what they want.
I think it's the length as well. What if that contract was 2 years? Would you still feel confident?
That's just a mediocre deal.
Seven years was like, huge, wow.
Yeah.
He's playing his whole career.
Kelly did that, didn't he, two years?
Yeah. Kelly's got seven stacked on the back of whatever it is.
But opt-outs constantly.
At two he can opt out and then it piles in or something. That's also a good sign if... So you wouldn't think that Josh Kelly, if his mate's just done it, would you be surprised if Josh Kelly's contract could be very similar?
I think we're going to see those sorts of contracts be really flexible. Andrew Gaff's got a very similar kind of thing with West Coast.
Rolls over.
Yeah, you can opt out. It's almost like a gentleman's agreement. Mm. Like, yeah, I kind of wanted to go, but I'm going to stay. And if scratch I want to go back, in the future, let's look after each other here. But right now, let's stick around.
Yeah, rather than be 100% in, you're 80% in.
Yes.
Which I get that. And as long as your contract has those clauses, great. But if you're signing a 7-year and in 3 years going...
Statement.
3 years going, oh, well, thanks for the security when I needed it. Yeah. Now, I actually really want to go to West Coast for 7 years as well. Like, can you just trade me there?
Before we cut off on him, should he be the captain next year?
No.
One more year of Davison Ward?
Josh Kelly.
Well, okay. We've got no more time for that. Hawthorn. That's for next week.
Going into finals, Hawthorn 2013 to 2015 or Brisbane 2001 to 2003? who are you taking? Which team wins?
Oh, God.
Oh, it's funny. So I didn't know Brisbane had never finished on top of the ladder in their entire history. So I used to think, and I was only 12 or 13 when Brisbane were humming.
Yep.
So I looked at them as like the gods.
Yeah.
How amazing
they were. And they were built like gods too. That
and maybe kids who were 12 or 13 during the 13 to 15 year looked at Hawthorn going, Christ, they are just
unbeatable
gods. They're skilled. For mine, I always thought Brisbane, but that's just because I was watching from the outside rather than being in amongst it, especially early days.
I'll give you some names. Akamanis, Black, Lappin, Voss, Lynch, Sean Hart, Chris Johnson, Bradshaw, Jonathan Brown.
Mel Michael.
That was just some of the names.
You've got their number one.
Who's their number one?
Clark Keating.
Clark Keating, of course. And then Hawthorn, Sam Mitchell, Luke Hodge, Sean Burgoyne, Roughhead, Lewis, Rioli, Isaac Smith.
Buddy.
Franklin.
Buddy, for not for the second two, but for the first
one.
Well, one and then 2008. But
so what's the question? To win a game?
One game.
If they're playing in their peaks in a grand final against each other?
It's hard, though. Different eras, really, isn't it? But
at different eras of
football. Who would you take?
I'd take Brisbane because I thought that they won when their backs were against. As I said, they were never the best team in a home and away season. But when finals came, they did it. They got it done.
If you're playing back in 2001, Hawthorn. If you're playing in the current congested, strong-bodied era, Brisbane. How are they stopping Buddy Franklin one-on-one?
Yeah, true.
It's not happening.
That's true. Mal Michael's not keeping
up. They're not touching Bud in them. So in that era, Hawthorn were better suited to play back then. Brisbane with their bodies.
You want to switch them. I like that. Melbourne, is it? Yes.
Melbourne Football Club.
Nomad Monday,
Melbourne. Now, they've obviously lost Jordan Lewis. Max Gawn, captain next year or not?
So at the moment, it's
Jones and Viney.
Yeah, I think so. Yep. I'd like to see
Standalone?
Yep. They need to make some changes.
So Jack Viney loses his... Well, Jones will, obviously. He'll play on, but I can see him probably playing a little bit of Casey or whatever.
I think with Viney, I don't think he had a great year.
I've never been a Viney man, though.
No, me neither. But I think they really bought into Viney early.
He's hard. He's as tough, he's tough as nails.
Slightly undersized. He's not a great user of the footy.
No, I think he, as we've spoken a trillion times...
Yeah.
Jack Viney in Richmond's midfield, in Geelong's midfield, in West Coast midfield.
Yep.
He's fifth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They need Melbourne, they've built him up like he's
to be second right or third.
It's the tough stuff that makes you stand out, though, especially when you talk about captains. When you're doing those on-field tough stuff, it makes you stand out.
Yeah, but I want a captain to...
They have to do something to and they can't get rid of Goodwin because just the contract's too long. It's just too expensive. Plus, they only just committed to him.
Hasn't that been a great fizzer? I remember them doing that announcement down in the theatre kitchen area with all the players sitting around. It was a big...
So I think they have to do something, and putting Gawn in charge, it shows that because he was basically the only bloke who stood up this year.
Oh, and he's someone that you... Captains don't always need to be hard asses.
No.
He would play. He plays hard.
Yep.
He's a good, brilliant footballer. He'd love a night on the piss. It'd be great for team bonding.
Yeah.
His interviews are just raw, honest, fun.
Yeah.
Like, I just think he's the perfect candidate and that Jones is old. Jones will be 32, turning
33. Well, put it this way. It's not going to be Jones, is it?
No.
Like, so whether it's one either change, Viney or it's Gawn.
I hate this co-captain stuff.
And I don't think Gawn carries the pressure of the captaincy with him, does he? He's just that personality.
North is my... So we all disagreed with them signing up Reece Shaw so early.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily saying he's the wrong guy, but why?
Who are the...
Higgins may or may not move on. He may. You would assume if he's
signed. I think.
So you'd assume that he's going to start taking a step backwards soon.
Jeez, he's good, isn't he?
Your man Cunnington, though, when he's the best guy, his second half of the year was not as good as his first half. He got tagged out of it on the weekend.
I'm challenging my inner Ben Cunnington. I want to thrash you.
I really think North are in trouble. Like,
what have they had four rising star nominees this year?
I know you just look. I keep looking at their list, and I'm going, I don't know how they are a finals team next year.
I don't think they're expected to be, though, are they?
Aren't they? You change your coach, which means you were fed up with how things were going.
But that doesn't mean it turns around in 12 months.
No, is Reece Shaw there for a rebuild, or is he there to take them to finals? What's his role as a coach?
Well, the problem is at North Melbourne, the role of the North Melbourne coach is to keep the mediocre. Isn't that what Laidley did? And that's what Scott did the whole time?
Well, they made a couple of prelims.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I just because you insulted me.
Yeah.
You had 37 two weeks ago.
Yeah. What do you have this weekend?
14. He hurt himself.
He got tagged.
Yeah. Don't he leave him alone, mate. He's a superstar.
He was.
Jesus. Ben Cunnington. He is my boy. Like,
he's a good player.
I reckon he's so, you know, at the start of the year, you'd be like, oh, most underrated player in the competition. Or name most underrated at North Melbourne or whatever. You'd always go, well, Ben Cunnington's pretty good. I really broke through that this year.
So has he come to the other side now with the expectations there? So
I think
people
so.
People like me say he's had a bad game. And
But I think he's burst through that where he's now expected to perform.
Well, he should be their best player, right?
Oh, I reckon Sean Higgins.
Mm-hmm.
Ben Brown.
Port Adelaide. Thank God North's over.
Sam Gray and Paddy Ryder, club said they're exploring their options yesterday. There's another name who's contracted for next year, but he's a bit more relevant to our WA team, Sam Powell-Pepper.
Oh, yeah.
Now, can you remember the absolute uproar when he was taken at pick 18 by Port?
Yeah.
The Eagles took Venables at, he was 13. Freo took Griffin Logue at 8.
Yeah.
Is he now...
Because Powell-Pepper had that fantastic start to the season in his first season. And everyone went, how did we miss this guy?
And it was from East Perth as well, which used to be the Eagles' alignment club. Mm. Is he now better than those two? And would you trade for him if you're Eagles or Dockers? Would you look at him?
No.
Too messy.
The problem with Sam is he can't kick, and he hasn't improved that. So he's basically Dustin Martin's power, but doesn't have anywhere near the skill.
But it's also when you're trying to be a Dustin Martin, I'd imagine I've never been able to offend anyone, but the energy's pumping through you and you need that minute of split second of composure. Dusty's the best.
Yeah.
When was the last time you saw Dusty running flat stick, kick the footy? He'll break a tackle and then he'll steady and hit a target. He never, ever just kicks it.
But that's why he is arguably a top three player in the AFL. That's why Sam can't do it because, you might have one attribute that reminds us of Dusty, but you're not Dusty because you don't have that key attribute, which is the stop.
Also, when was the last time really you saw him? Early days, he was firing those fens left, right, and centre. When was the last time you really remember him fending someone off massively? And I also remember watching him at East Perth and stuff like that. And I just said to the guys we're watching, I said, he's big body, which is going to help him settle straight in. But it's like he's playing football in a washing machine. It is just splash.
Chaos.
Absolute chaos.
I think a feeling that his best 15 games were his first 15 games.
Where's he better suited? He's not suited at West Coast where it's Shuey, Yo, but then also lateral kicking, number one kicking team in the competition.
He couldn't fit in that.
Want the names of these people to go up. I remember reading articles about how did
put it this way,
guy slip through to 18.
I remember it all. It was an uproar. Absolute uproar.
Cut it off, put it this way, if I was Freo and I can get him cheap, I'd look at it.
Oh, 100%.
They need some midfield.
They need that actual body next to five.
Richmond.
Well, you've almost stolen my thunder, but Dusty Martin, is he going to win the Brownlow? Suspended. We haven't really mentioned that too often this year that he's ineligible.
Yeah.
When Fife hits someone, it's like, oh, Jesus, danger.
Well, I think it's because when he got done, wasn't flying as much.
No, he wasn't. But you look at the tracker or whatever, it's like, so he got suspended after three, missed four. There's a three voter in that first couple as well on the tracker.
Yeah.
And I think at the round eight onwards or nine onwards, it sounds like he averages like 31 disposals.
Wouldn't surprise me if from round 12 to round 23, he leads that section.
I think he's still, because everyone's had a quiet patch.
Yeah.
Which I think it might be enough that Dusty Martin can come over the top as a suspended player, which hasn't been mentioned too often.
Brownlow's going to be great this year.
Well, who wins?
If I had to put my life on it, I'd pick between Fife and Treloar.
Treloar?
Yeah, your man.
If Treloar wins, mate, I ain't coming to work for a couple of years.
Well,
I've thrown those tickets in the bin nearly.
Yeah, the only thing that might hurt him is a bit. I do like Pendlebury's year. I think he's had a really good year.
Well, I think him and Brodie Grundy, the only players that have played above what was expected.
Yes.
Side bottom, no Beams, no.
No.
Pendlebury had a good season. Adams, no.
Yeah.
Dugowie, no.
Yeah.
Sorry, just on Martin of Richmond, suspended. Are you a believer of the conspiracy theories that AFL wouldn't let him win it suspended?
Well, I think.
Because what was the one a couple of years ago? Fife was leading with a round to go.
Yes. But I also think that because his games are that good, he's so far the best that you can't. There's no way you can play him.
St Kilda.
I think it's you.
It's me. Okay, back on Bradley Hill. the reports of the money is, you know, 6, 7, 8, up to 900.
I read 900
grand, 900
today.
Grand a year. Surely Brad Hill's not worth that money.
What's above average money these days? So average is 400.
I think he should sit somewhere in about the 650 mark.
I would have thought 650 would be fair.
So the question is, if you're paying 900 for someone, shouldn't that person get you to September?
Well, I think the 1.5, 1.3s and 4s of those people get
those to people, right. So what are your expectations?
So Canelio, I'd expect him to get them to September.
Okay, so what's the expectation? To get Bradley Hill, you pay 900 grand for God knows how long.
Top 4, best and fairest.
Right.
If he's best and fairest, surely he's worth it.
Completely doable.
Yeah, easily. Yeah. He can win the best and fairest, no dramas.
Yeah.
Yeah. To be right up in their best and fairest, I think 900.
Okay, so that's the next
question. So 900 is maximum. And you obviously, if you get 900, you're going to a reasonably poor team. Well, so
yeah, I reckon he's worth 900 to St Kilda.
Yes.
Yeah. So is Brand he going to be St Kilda's best player straight away? Is he better than Jack Billings? Jade Gresham?
He probably has more impact in games.
Yeah. Cyril. Brad Hill's best games are more damaging to the opposition.
Okay, so if you,
because you can't keep
you could
up,
have Bradley Hill or Jack Billings, who are you taking?
I'm taking Jack Billings.
Okay.
But the best of the best, Billings plays big games. But in terms of Jack Billings going head to head at stoppages with, I'll just pick
Bond.
Fremantle.
Okay.
Next to Sonny Walters.
Yeah, okay.
They're both going to play well. So, Brad Hill on a wing, he can rip you because he's not playing. He can beat the bloke by a million miles.
So he is worth it. He's worth 900,000.
Specific position.
If he's going to be their second best player,
specific position in that club.
Yeah.
It's funny. When you think of West Coast, they desperately need Brad Hill.
Yeah, he's a perfect player.
He's the perfect player they need.
Sydney.
Harley Bennell apparently has been contacted by them. What are your thoughts on that? Is it?
I heard that a couple of weeks ago.
Is it worth them taking a punt on Harley Bennell? Is he finished?
I think the punt's been taken.
So why would you talk to him in the first place?
Sydney of all, maybe, and I was thinking, he's a little bit of Sydney Bloods culture that they're like, he won't muck us around. We'll just get rid of him if that's an issue. But I actually don't.
So it's them thinking they're the Spurs, the San Antonio Spurs, backing in the culture and the environment and the machine.
Yep.
I think if you'd said to me, name two clubs that could potentially, if anyone could, turn around Harley Bennell, I would nominate Hawthorn and Sydney.
Yeah.
And potentially throw Richmond in there because they seem to do really well.
They're doing well at the moment, aren't they?
I think they would be the only clubs that I could see that they could maybe turn that around. But
is his football at the level?
I don't think it is.
Who knows?
I think it's...
How would we possibly know?
If it was at the level, the 4 or 5 games he played in the Waffle, we would have had 40 and kick 4.
I'll tell you what. If you can pay him whatever the minimum...
120 or something. Yeah, no, yeah. I agree with that. Yep.
And you sign him on a one-year deal.
Yeah.
That's it.
With 5 grand maximum fine stuff. It's see you later, first strike. You are
from the and you club. Just say, look, we will put a line through you.
And I like Harley Bennett. Like, for some reason, every time I see him, he's always bubbly, smiling, genuine.
Yep.
Which, like,
I got a different response at the hospital, but anyway.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? Like, he's always been nice to me, and so I hope for the best for him.
So would you do it if you're running Sydney's list? One year minimum contract.
Why?
1 year minimum.
I just don't see why.
Why not? The risk is so small.
Yeah, but the risk was so small.
If he stuffs
for
up, it's on him. Yeah, but they were paying him too much and the contract was too long.
What were they paying him?
Up to 400 a year, plus every time he played or when he didn't. But he was getting too much money there. If you're paying him the minimum contract for 1 year, no, I'm doing it.
I haven't seen it. Two games.
I'm doing it. West Coast.
All Australians.
Yes.
7 of them. Have you seen the team or heard the team?
Yes.
Okay, well, I haven't.
Mm-hmm.
I know that Shuey's still in town.
Shuey's not in the team.
No.
Gaff's not in the team.
Okay.
And Brad Shepherd's not in the team. The other four are in the team.
So, okay.
Yes.
Is Darling in the team ahead of who as forwards?
Yeah, I don't know the specifics on that.
Okay, so you know those blokes are in it.
I know Fife's in it. I know he's the captain. And I know Walters is in.
Fife's captain?
Over Hearn. Hearn's vice captain.
Well, I don't agree with that.
No, me neither.
Jack Darling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's my... Jack Darling had a really good 5 weeks.
He had a really bad first 8 weeks.
Yes.
Mm. Really bad.
And then had a little bit of a trade talk. And anyway, McGovern? When I went through it, I ticked Hearn's box.
Yep.
And I ticked...
Yo's.
Yo on the bench, maybe.
Mm-hmm. I would have had Shuey in the team... And I would have had Shepherd in the team. And I would have had Shepherd in ahead of Gov. I know the positions don't quite match up, but come on.
Very lateral on the kicking. Yeah. Just a little bit more aggressive, please, Sheppy.
Yeah, I could see that. You were talking about Gov. It's his worst year out of his last four.
Yeah, great. Yeah.
But is he now in that person who is... They already write him in,
yep.
And he has to be removed.
Removed out.
He's in the Pendlebury-Franklin mould. Yes. Rants. They're just in because of their
You're
names.
Automatically in the team, and now prove us wrong. And
so next year, mark my words, write it down.
Yeah.
James Sicily will be the best defender in the competition, hands down.
Ooh.
Is he in the Australian team? You know, you don't know that.
I don't think he is.
He's definitely in the squad.
I don't think he is.
He will be the best kicking and all that. He will be the best.
Yeah, okay. That's interesting.
And I did text Shuey.
Yes.
I'm going to start a campaign that he needs to do more 1-2s. When was the last time I remember Luke Shuey doing a 1-2 cheapo?
Yeah, he gets...
Never, ever.
He kicks it. He kicks too often. Yeah, too quickly.
Breaks a tackle, gets out, whereas a lot of those players were averaging 30.
You can start putting him in that Ben Cunnington conversation.
Yes.
Western Bulldogs is me. So, lost in the Bont and McRae racking it up and all the other young guys that they found and Norton and English... There's four guys that have had really good years for the Western Bulldogs that are recycled.
Can we guess the four?
Yeah, okay, yeah, guess them. They're recycled. They've all played at other clubs.
Sam Lloyd has been exceptional.
Yes, Sam Lloyd's there.
Matt Suckling has been really good.
Matt Suckling.
Taylor Duray is playing at the moment.
The second half's been really good.
And?
One more.
Let me think. No.
Tough liar. Hayden Crozier.
Luke Beveridge was saying he was disappointed he wasn't in the 40-man Australian squad.
Yes, that's how good he thinks he's at. So this is what I... Like, those guys, when they were signed by them, didn't really make much of a blip on the radar.
No, I think Suckling, obviously, off the premiership.
Probably the highest profile.
Taylor Duray was on his way out. And I reckon would have gone to nearly most clubs, would have had Taylor Duray.
Well, the smart thing there is Suckling and Duray came from premiership lists.
With Beveridge there.
Same as Sam Lloyd coming from Richmond's list. Crozier's different. Crozier was sort of like thrown on the scrap heap by Frio and they just gave him a shot.
Yeah.
But the recruiting, the guys who are like depth guys on premiership lists, I love the idea of going and picking those guys up.
100%. And say Bulldogs do go on and make the finals or whatever.
Yep.
And they have a quiet month. I don't know who. They could easily be in the emergency list, those guys.
Yeah, easy.
But if they played, you're like, oh, of course they play. They've played. But you wouldn't know whether they've played every game, half the games. But every time you see them on the TV, like Lloyd's, I think, 10th in the Coleman nearly.
Yeah, he's had a fantastic 40
goals
season.
Or something.
He's had a fantastic season. Suckling has been a weapon off halfback. Crozier, obviously, Beveridge thinks he's in the All-Australian squad.
Which I was a little bit surprised by.
And Duray hasn't had a great year, but his last 6 weeks, I mean,
he was injured for a long period of time
I can't wait to see the Nortons and Englishes in the finals and see what they produce.
Well, let's make a break.
Let's have a quick chat about, I mentioned Hipwood before about, you know, taking the stage.
Yep.
The young forwards who are going to be running about. So you've got Hipwood, you've got, let's say, Tom Lynch, because he hasn't really played finals before. Norton. Anyone else I'm forgetting? No one really. Oh, Radigalia. Let's put him in there just for fun.
Collingwood.
They kind of did it last year, but is there any of those?
There's no one there.
Is there any of those guys that you think who's most likely to have a moment?
Oh, Tom Lynch.
Yeah.
I don't reckon he's had a moment all year.
Could kick six in a final.
I thought he was the best forward in the competition. If they were all ready there to be picked at the start of the year, I reckon Tom Lynch would really be my first selection.
Exciting for him.
I don't reckon he's looking fitter. And Jack had his go. What Jack did on the weekend could easily have been Tom Lynch.
Yep.
It was literally leading out of full forward, taking marks, kicking goals, and, you know, better positioning.
And I think that's why Richmond is so scary, because Lynch doesn't fire, Jack does.
Yes.
And they've got so much depth in their team.
Well, it's a little bit like when you go through past premiership teams, a lot have got that 1-2 punch. And even on the big stage, the 1-2 punch is often not the 1-2 punch. It's then the others, because you're so focused on, Christ, how do we stop Lynch? How do we stop Riewoldt?
Yep.
And bloody Rioli kicks three, Graham kicks three, and... someone else goes forward and pops through a couple and you're like, well, shit, they've got away from us. And then you add the two that the Stars have kicked anyway and there's the score.
I think Lynch is the right answer, and I reckon Norton goes the other way and we have the Norton doesn't touch it in a final, spends the whole of summer just going and being filthy at himself for not doing it, gets in the gym, gets even bigger and better, and then comes out next year and has a 50-goal season or a potential All-Australian centre-half back season wherever he ends up playing.
Oh, he has to stay forward.
Yeah,
I'll
think so too.
You can't go anywhere. But I also think he playing on it again, finals, education,
defenders, they make it pretty bloody hard for you. I mean, Phil Davis will be going through every bit of vision. And they'll have a half back that can drop off.
Yeah. That's why they're so rare, those moments. Like Buddy against the Crows that year where he just announced himself, like, I'm the guy.
Yeah.
You know, like, they're rare, those moments.
Yeah.
Because it's so hard. Defenses just tighten up so much.
And it's straight away before you know it, someone comes off a wing and you're sitting there with the one in front of you.
I got one for you. Who are you bandwagoning this final series? Is everyone on Brisbane? It has to be Brisbane, isn't it? Just jump on them.
The one I'm most...
The doggies are also...
Yeah, the doggies are pretty exciting, man.
You'll have a good bandwagon in the finals, though, isn't it?
Yeah, because the Dogs would be a real Cinderella story. Again. Yeah.
But what did they want it 2 years ago?
It's not going to happen. 3 years ago. It's not going to happen. It's
probably not going to happen with the Giants either, but do we want to see them succeed, or is everyone sick of how many handouts they've got?
I'm actually very intrigued by GWS, because if the Bulldogs come out and beat them in that first final,
where does
the Ross Lyon drums will start beating, as they should.
So Leon Cameron hasn't done enough for you?
I don't think so.
I reckon...
I know he's had a lot of injuries to deal with. I know that there's been issues, but he also has a lot of talent at his disposal.
They'll beat the Dogs.
I think so too. But if they don't...
Dogs are favourites.
Expect... Is that right? If they don't win, expect questions to be asked, and I don't know about reviews, but if Ross Lyon's just sitting there... Watch this space.
He is just sitting there, isn't he?
He's just sitting there.
I was going to say, not if. He's definitely sitting there.
He's got Harvard, isn't he?
And I would love to see what he could do with that list in a 3-year period.
Yeah.
So, who knows? This has been the Hardball Gets AFL Show 2-Minute Warning Edition, minus Nicholas Rinn, who may or may not be speaking to HR as we speak.
I believe that's the issue.
We're sponsored by Mazda, who make brilliant cars. Go and check out your Mazda dealer. Jolski, thank you for stepping in.
Thank you,
Dave. Xavier Ellis, thank you for your wise words as always.
Nothing but thank you.
We will see you and hear from us next week.